All right, guys, so today we'll be doing the chevron. And if you're asking yourself why this bracelet looks a little weird, that's because it is. It's not actually a chevron. So, for chevrons, all you have to do is make two candy stripes, as you can see. And you just make one forward row, one backward row, and then you join them in the middle. And once you join them, this bracelet would become one. So that's all it is. It's two candy stripes that are stuck together, if you can imagine that. So let's get started on this. I have my strings here. Just stick it up here. And when you're ordering these strings, putting them in order, you're gonna wanna make sure you have it opposite on one side. So, okay, imagine, take half the strings. And imagine this is just a normal candy stripe. So you have blue, you have yellow, you have red, and then you have your green. So that would be a normal candy stripe. Okay? Now, instead of just having the one, you're going to want to mirror image it on the other side for the second one. So that would be green, red, yellow, and then blue. So this is going to be the setup for your chevron bracelet. Now, all you have to do is, at first, pretend they're just two different bracelets. So just kind of set these aside, and don't worry about them. So take your first four strings, like you would be doing any other candy stripe, and you're just going to do forward knots over the three strings, like I taught you in the other tutorial. So just make your three forward knots. And there you go, three of them. So now, just set these aside. They're knotted. I know, but it's okay. So that's your half a candy stripe. Now, what we're gonna have to do is work on this side. So push these aside, pretend they're not there right now. And take these down. This is the mirror image of string, yes. So normally, you start with the left and work right for forward knots. But since you need them to be V's going inward towards one another, I guess I could just show you with this, you're going to need it to go inward. So this candy stripe was actually a backward knot candy stripe, and this was a forward knot candy stripe. Forward knots will lean down towards the right, backward knots will lean down towards the left, and together, if I could put them together, they'll end up making a V. So take this, and to make a backward knot, you're making a backward four, and pulling through the loop and pulling up. So backward four, through the loop and pulling up. And you just do the same method, just backwards, as the normal candy stripe. So you have three strings, you make three knots, and then I will show you what to do next. So there you go. There's your three knots. Just bring back those strings. Now we're just looking at two candy stripes that are just so happen to be on the same string line. Since all that was up there was four different colors folded in half and tied. So now you're looking at two candy stripes. What do? You just make a forward knot and you join them. Okay, so there you go. Now, again, look at only half the bracelet. So we'll work on the left side and do forward knots. So pick up the first string, like you're doing a candy stripe, and make your three knots. So there you go, three knots. Now just kind of set those aside. Don't worry about them right now. And we're picking up the right side, and now we have to make our backward knots. Alright, so there's our backward knots. Almost. Strings are flipping around. Okay, there's your backward knot. So now you have a candy stripe on this side and a candy stripe on this side. Now you can join the middle. And the thing is, with any bracelet, when you have two colors that are the same, it doesn't matter what you do. You could do a forward knot, a backward knot, a forward-backward knot, or a backward-forward knot, and it really won't matter because the knot is going to be the same because you're working with two of the same color. So whatever string knot you're, whatever knot you're comfortable with, just make it. It's fine. If it's the same color, it won't matter. So, yeah, forward knots are usually what I use. But, yeah, there you go. There's another V. So candy stripe, joined in the middle. And you just keep doing that. And eventually, you'll end up with this. This is what you'll end up with. And thanks to Camera Magic, I was able to show you that so much faster. But, yeah, you just keep doing the candy stripe on either side, the forward on this side and the backward on this side, and you join in the middle, and you'll end up with a chevron. That is not magic. It will not detach like the first one I showed you. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoyed the tutorial, and up next will be the double chevron. So, yeah. Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.